This is a stupid country.
Are you a stupid asshole, right?
Yeah.
So you go back to your country and then go back stupid at your asshole.
This is my country. This is my country. I own it.
Thailand moved up 13 places in the Reporters Without Borders Index, but the organization still views press freedom in the country as in a difficult situation.
Yeah, the snake is the king of Thailand.
You asshole, back your country.
The report pointed to prosecutions under Thailand's lèse majesté law. Lèse majesté is a French term that means
he's a sexy man.
Hey, what do you say in Thailand?
Thailand makes any unflattering mention against its king or royal family, no matter how indirect, a serious crime.
I'm gonna fuck the king of Thailand in the asshole.
Fucking your peanut, fucking your bum, and fucking your mum, and go lick your mum. Shut up your mouth, don't say nothing bad. Anything to do with you.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
White people rap music, yeah. I love Eminem, yeah. All right. Hey everybody, I'm Carlito, the host of Madhouse Radio. This just happens to be Madhouse Radio, where I will do a show tonight with Milkman, King of the Farts.
El Panito! Get way, hermano. So good to hear your melodious tones, and hope you had a wonderful holiday, as we all did here. Stuck around and enjoyed the 24-hour-thon, my friend. How did your afternoon go after we broke up?
It was great, man. I stayed up. Then we could, yeah. Those episodes are available for download now. I'll get more to that in a second. But yeah, that was... I want to thank everyone real quick who participated in that, man. That was great.
Do we got a great bunch of knuckleheads or what? Dude, I laughed my ass off. Thanks a lot, guys. That was really funny.
That was funny. The only thing is I was pranked out by, like, the weekend. I didn't want to hear a ringtone. You know, I didn't want to hear a phone ringing at all for, like, 5 days after that. I was like, okay. I got my prank out of my system. I almost thought about taking today off. I was
like, prank on in the madhouse.
Jesus. God, it was fun, though. Yeah, but we're here tonight live, Thursday, December 5th, 2013. Starting a half hour late, but whatever. We've had a good time record for the last few weeks, so... If I showed up, so whatever, you know.
All right, dude, we're back. We're okay. We're still in Madhouse Caribbean time. We're good.
All right, good. You can send your prank request to me. Let me get that out of the way. MadhouseLive.com is the website. If you're listening to us right now and you weren't aware of that, you can send your prank request to me over at the site. Again, that's MadhouseLive.com. Use the request a prank feature. It's very easy to do. You must be stupid if you don't know how to do it. And there's other way. And join the chat if you're not in there already. That's all I gotta say about that. Okay, great. So,
hi.
As far as the... Yeah, so, you know, when we signed off last week, at, what, 4 in the morning Eastern? Was it 4 in the morning I went until? Yeah.
It was late, dude. I know that you guys had just... You just made the last call, and I just had walked out and got me, like, another slice of turkey, man. I come in, I just missed you. I wanted to sign out with you, but I had just missed you, dude. It was late.
It was late. It was late. But even after that, Dialer took over for 2 hours, and he cracked me up because he was he continued that stupid horsey cat thing that I just made that up out of the top of my ass, and for the next 24 hours that became there's a horse. Did you know there's a horsey cat website, Milkman? Were you aware of that?
I saw that. I was listening to these guys. It was funny. They kept trying to push these people to go and look at the horsey cat website.
He's
got a spinning horse on there, yeah. Of all things, man. These guys really went apeshit. I was laughing my ass off. Yeah. I'm not sure which one. It was near one of the last crews that was on there, next to the last crew, I think. They were making me laugh like hell.
Lux, I think. Oh, what was that? Lux, and I forgot who else was on with Lux. I think Turbo.
I don't know. They sounded really young, or they had a young voice, yeah. But it was hilarious. It was really hilarious, whoever did it.
I was taking a nap, and out of nowhere, I heard like a 8-year-old kid screaming at the top of his lungs. I think it was Lux's cousin or brother or something that just ran in and started yelling. Yeah. But... Yeah, Dialer did a good job. He continued the horsey cat thing. He was asking for horsey cat.
He's the one that does the voices. Is that the one that was doing the? Dude, I thought that was two people. That was hilarious as shit. That was funny.
Dialer does he's like the best that I know of with voices when it comes to the print.
You know, Hollywood Von Joe was like that. We always had a couple good ones out there, man. They don't come very often. Well, that's great, man. It's making me laugh like hell, man.
Good job. That was a good time. That was Lux's sister Turbo saying that she was 12 years old. Like, just ran in and just yelled at the top of her
head. Man, they were fighting on the air, and then the dad came in. I don't know if that was staged or not. If it wasn't staged, it was pretty ridiculously funny.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't no fun on his end, but it did sound funny on this end. You know, kind of remind me of Matt and Mark. Remember Monkey Phone Kids fighting on the air?
Yeah.
That's what reminded me of.
Yeah, the Monkey Head Phone Kids. Wait, that's bringing it back. Those kids don't even give a shit about pranks anymore. Lux will do that. He'll be like, fuck prank calls at some point, and he won't care. We won't ever see him again.
These guys are what now? They were like, 13 then? So they're like 18, 21 by now, dude. They're like, you know, probably having kids now.
Yeah, they're probably fucking, they probably have kids, you know? They probably got grandkids by now. Wow. All right, so... Yeah.
Shemmy.
Who came on after? Did I forget who came on after that for 2 hours? Oh yeah, Science was on after that, but I slept through that and I still haven't heard that again. But I heard there was a lot of horsey cat in that. Then I heard Brent. Aaron cracked my ass up because I finally went to sleep and I woke up and I went to sleep with the iPad next to me and I guess I had the stream playing on and shut off at some point. And I woke up, I was like, oh man, I had no idea if someone had not shown up.
Where was that?
Yeah, where was that? I was like, is it really still going? Let me check. And then I, you know, started up the iPad and I opened up Mixler and sure enough, Aaron is on.
It was funny, man. You could tune into live shit anytime. It was the best.
Yeah,
man.
It was great. Yeah. And I just sat there for a while listening and. Yeah, I was laughing. Yeah, then
Aaron was going ape shit too, man. Aaron, this guy did a great job.
Rory and Stacy followed up after that, and they had the Walmart call. That was
crazy, there, dude. No, if that wasn't a put on, that is really a funny call, man. Tell everybody that may not have caught it, dude, what we missed, what they missed, man, because that was really funny shit.
Well, and I told people about this at work and stuff, and they were cracking up. They listened to it. I played it for them. Yeah, so Stacy was driving around Black Friday, and she went into Walmart and went by the automotive, and there was some doofy guy paying for a T-shirt in an automotive. She told Brad, hey, Brad, there's some dumbass here paying for a shirt, you know, in the automotive section. which is kind of a dickhead thing to do. You know what you're doing. You're trying to get ahead of the big line up front. You're like, oh, let me go in automotive, and you know, because those guys are cool. Yeah, you know, get out the side. I'm a sneaky fucking bastard. Well, all he was buying was a shirt. Maybe he just legitimately needed a shirt. I don't know. But so, you know, Brad calls in.
His claim was that he parked near there.
He should have
parked. Uh-huh, right. Well, that's just right.
Parking near there is just for automotive customers. You know what I mean?
That's exactly.
Yeah.
They don't leave you in the gold zone for a reason, man.
Yeah. But anyway, so Brad called in as store security and talked to the guy. And got into a huge argument about it being it's gay to buy a shirt and automotive. And the funny thing is, you know, they go back and forth. The guy hangs up on Brad, and then you cut over to Stacy, who takes her phone off from you, and you hear the guy yelling in the background, "Who the hell was that? I want to talk to the
manager.
Let me
talk to that manager. What the hell is this kind of this and that?"
Oh, shit. I'm
fucking happy, dude.
That was funny. Yeah, that was great. And then the full marking episode was good, too, at the end. They wrapped things up pretty nicely. So, yeah, there you go, Milkman.
I listened to just about all of it. Now, a little bit I nodded through in the middle there, but, you know, especially I caught a good bit of the end, too, dude. I really want to thank everybody, and that was a great idea. Great idea, Manito. That was really fun. That was a lot of fun. Thanks a lot, man.
It brought us all together. We all had a great prank weekend there, or prank day. It was fun, a prank holiday. Okay, so let's move on to Request a Prank. And see what prank calls I saw a few come in during the day. So now at least we have at least one number in this. I did not get any. I thought for sure I would get some goofy voicemails after that show we did, but no. Nothing at all. Not one voicemail during the week. Usually during the week I get people calling back, you know, bitching at me. But nothing of the sort this time.
Huh.
Okay, well, looking at Request a Prank, here's one. Let's see. Buddha sends in. Oh, this is just an idea, not a number, I think. Or that's the name of the company. Oh, okay.
Wait, sending in a premise, or he's actually wanting us to call Buddha?
No, not Buddha, no. He says for a long time he wanted to screw with TempRecruiter. I don't know if TempRecruiter's going to be open.
Where's it at, dude? I mean, right now it's 7:30 here. There ain't no recruiter open here. Dude, those guys already done sucked down their donuts and hitting the beer now.
Oh, okay. He's just sending in. He's titled it as idea. He's saying that he wants to. He's got a plan about this whole fake TempRecruiter thing. Okay, sounds great. That's not a number, but thank you, Buddha. Good idea. I'll pass that on.
All right, handing off a good premise. Thanks a lot. We always enjoy some new thoughts.
Thanks, big guy. All right, here's a kebab shop. They also sell pizza and pussy burgers. Apparently, I don't know why they would say that. These guys make kebabs till the late hours, 10 p.m. Eastern. Well, they're closed then. That doesn't work. Sorry. In that case, they're closed. I like kebab places. They get real angry. They're like, fuck you. I put meat on sticks all day. I hate you. I hate life, and I hate you for calling me. Here's a number for Janny, the singer in the band Warren. Oh, okay. Never mind. This is a hotel where the singer for the band Warren, Miss Janie Lane, died in 2011. And that I should call in, talk about Sweet Cherry Pie. Okay, yeah, that song. No, I don't want to talk about white people music, but I'll just talk.
Hell, I never even knew they had a girl singer because it was always a guy singing that Sweet Cherry Pie. I wasn't no girl.
Thank you for calling Comfort Inn. This is Jen speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I will want to stay in. When I go there, I want to stay in room 118. I want to make sure that I stay in one room 118. Because I want to masturbate in that room.
What is the deal? She doesn't want to get the room out, or she's against masturbation in your own room? What is it?
It's not like nobody masturbates. Everyone masturbates in a hotel. If you're not having sex, you're masturbating. You're like, fuck yeah. I'm
in a hotel. Well, I mean, you're in a nice hotel. You got to do something with that.
Comfort Inn, good evening.
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation, please.
Okay, sir. When do you need a room?
Next Friday.
Next Friday?
Yes, the 13th.
Okay, for how many nights?
For one night.
Okay.
That's, you don't do by the hour, you just do nightly?
Excuse me?
You don't do by the hour, you just do nightly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
And do you have AAA card?
No, I don't have AAA. No, I used to be with him and I got into a massive argument over a tire that was spun the wrong way.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Do you need one bed or two beds?
Motherfucker. I'm just going to be staying by myself. There's just one bed. For one bed, okay. And several sexual toys.
Excuse me?
One bed for one man and several sexual toys.
Do you want me to proceed with the reservation?
Well, what are you saying? Yeah, you're asking me what's it for. Like, I had to give you all the information. God, it's like an inquisition or something.
Okay, the rate is $99 plus tax.
Okay, and can I definitely get room, a specific room? There's a reason. Do you know what happened in room 118 2 years ago? You know what happened?
No, sir, I don't.
There was a singer for a band called Warrant that I was really into in the 80s. They made a song called Cherry Pie. It was one of the best videos of the early, mid-80s, okay? So the singer died in there. She had like a drug overdose and she went crazy and she died inside that room in 2011. You didn't know about that?
No, sir, I don't.
Yeah, so that's why I want to stay there, because I want to be near her chi energy, her, you know, her sexual energy and all that. You know, I wanted to sleep there for a night and see if I can connect with her. I'm going to, you know, have like a seance. We're going to... Do you have a rule about lighting candles?
I'm sorry, what is your last name?
Cross. Do you have a rule about lighting candles? I need a candle-friendly room.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't allow that.
I'm a firefighter.
Okay, what is your phone number?
I don't like to give that. I don't know why you need my phone number.
Oh, this is to reserve the room for you.
Okay, it's 1-877-327-8184, extension 12. So I want to be near...
Your last name, please?
What I'm telling you is don't keep asking me questions to not have to deal with my questions. You know what I'm saying? I know what you're trying to do. I'm not stupid, all right?
Sir, I'm trying to make a reservation for you. That's why I'm asking all the information.
Well, I need to get information before we proceed. Do you understand? Don't you know how to do your work, little lady? Look, I'm not an immigrant, okay? I'm not stupid. So can you burn candles inside the room?
No, sir.
Can I make an exception? Because I'm friends with the fire marshal and I'm a firefighter.
That is the hotel policy. We don't allow that.
Okay, but you guys wouldn't know if I was, right? Like, a seance only takes about 20 minutes.
Okay, let me check if the room 118 is available, okay?
Alright, honey, baby. She's going to come back and say it's not available. That's bullshit.
She's not going to help us.
You're going to come back and say it's not available no matter what it says, aren't you?
No, sir, I'm still checking.
Mm-hmm. Hey, milkman, while she's looking that up, while this stupid woman's looking that up, I'm being told that Janie Lane was a boy. What? I was talking to milkman.
Yeah.
It's none of your business. Please don't listen to my private conversations, ma'am.
No, I thought I'm you're talking to me. I'm sorry.
No, and I was just saying how you, the stupid woman, was looking it up, taking a long time, and that Jamie Lane was a boy, not a girl, apparently.
Okay, Okay, you said you want to check in on December 13th?
Yeah, Friday the 13th, because okay. That's a dark, evil day. Sexual powers run through the world, you know?
Okay, that room is available.
Good.
You want me to proceed with the reservation?
Yeah, well, all right. So what's the policy on guests? Because it takes four people for a seance, but I'm the only one that's going to stay after to masturbate inside the room, in the bed after.
Okay, sir, please hold on a second.
Okay. God damn it, who keeps sending emails? Shut up. Stupid.
Penostial tube.
Sexual energies from a 80s hair band guy, right? Was it a hair band, Milkman? I don't know about that. Were they a grunge? They weren't a grunge. They were a
guy. Yeah, it was a guy. It was hairspray gays, you know, like the big hair hairspray bands.
Yeah, that was all the gay Jewish agenda of the 80s. They were trying to make the
children. Yeah, they were actually, you know, dudes trying to like put makeup on, act like girls and sing like girls and stuff. And that was a trend back then, man.
It was a big trend. It's disgusting.
Now they just call it cross dressing.
Now they just be gay bands.
Yeah. Nickelback, what's some of the other ones?
Creed.
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to think, what's those ones? I know, always KDK always knew the best ones. I can't remember the best gay bands, but he always knew the best ones.
Anything KDK plays.
There you go.
There you go. This is taking too long. I'll call her back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's got me on hold, but I'll just hang up that line.
I'm on hold.
There was that fucking ring, 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 and no answer. Well, that was stupid. Yeah, bet you if Matt was here, he'd know all about that band. He knows all about the sexual energy on Friday the 13th, you know. The crazy blood of Jesus lady from Tennessee is being sent in from Tabachi, who has been called before by others. I will now call the crazy blood of Jesus lady. Here we go. Motherfucker, are you?
Yes, I want to say, did anybody tell you that they love you? I love you, and Jesus do too. And it's time now, if you're not ready for his coming, to get yourself ready for his coming. You can leave me a name or a number, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can. You have a blessed day.
Oh, Jesus is coming, all right, you know what I mean? Inside room 118 at that hotel we were just talking with, right, Milkman?
Holy sheep crap.
Yeah, all right. Moving right along, here's the next one. Single female who wants to share her one-bedroom apartment. Guess who this came from? Big Ken. I'm still perplexed how people want to share one-bedroom apartments with others and expect them to pay. It's so stupid.
Well, they gotta share the bed. I mean, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Share the shower.
Hello?
Is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
You can't even hear her name. It's like,
I know, she took a dick out of her mouth. I took a dick out of her mouth. Hopefully she was talking with her mouth full, dude.
Is the video working on the Madhouse site? Can you people let me know if it's coming up on YouTube? Thank you.
So what?
Medwin Pearl
is not
available. Okay. Well, she ain't answering there, Big Kenneth. However, Ken does send another one, another number, that is, for Pierce, who's a fucking awesome guy and needs a fucking chill roommate. But don't be this guy. What? But don't... No, drinking is not a problem as long as you are not the type of drunk person with rage who is belligerent and likes to break stuff and put holes in the wall. There you go, Milkman. I guess that's out of it for you. Because your house in the Virgin Islands, you drove a fucking... you stole a backhoe and drove it through the back wall once when you got drunk. Remember that? That was hilarious.
Yeah. I even had the Mercedes. I had even the Madhouse Mercedes there.
That Jamaican guy was like, hey,
crashed the scooter. Yeah.
Steal my backhoe. I use that to dig latrines.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Yeah. Anyway, here's Trish. She wants to pay $500 machines, goddamn dollars, to share a shitty apartment. And there are no details on the fucking apartment. All right, let's call Big Trish. T-R-I-S-C-H. Trish.
Hi, thank you for calling. This is Trisha Bermudez, and I am not able to...
Oh, fuck you, Bermudez. Not one person has picked up a phone today except for the hotel, Milkman. I'm just saying.
Hi, thank you for calling. This is Trisha Bermudez.
Bitch. I might just go play StarCraft.
Moving right along.
I think I might go play StarCraft instead. I don't know. Yeah... Gino sends a number
here. Get the phone ones out of the way first. You know, that means he'll pick up here.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, here's Kay, who's a washed-up internet psychic who used to have an internet radio show. Let's give her a call.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed, or the number has been disconnected.
A disconnected number. Thank you, Gino. Thank you for not helping out.
This tape is really good, Armando.
Yeah, now Gino's going to send me another message. Hey, I swear to God, it was working 5 minutes ago. Like, yeah.
All right.
So many times that happens. Someone says a number, it's like completely disconnected. Like, oh, it's working for me. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's confirmed from 5 years ago.
Yeah, all right. Here's a Pastor Robert who posted his number on Twitter. Says he's selling a Christmas present for $30. He's selling a Christmas present? Okay. It's like a mystery present, mystery box for $30. That'd be a funny ad to put. Mystery box on Craigslist. Mystery box. Open it up. See what's in it. $50. Or best offer.
Fucking foul, dirty underwear.
Hey,
slightly used.
You got to take a chance, man. You don't know.
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling about your mystery box present that you're selling.
Mystery box present?
Yeah, you have a Christmas present for sale. It's like a secret box.
Oh, you have the wrong number.
Wait, is this the pastor?
Yes, this is Pastor Bob Watson.
Yeah, you're the guy that you're selling $30. You're selling a Christmas present for $30.
No, actually, I'm not.
What are you selling then, boy?
Where did you get this from? Because I'm not selling anything.
You put it on Twitter. You said, I'm selling a special sexual Christmas present inside a box. You pay $30 and you see what you get.
Then somebody has hacked me, because that's not true. I don't have anything for sale on Twitter.
Oh, I know what you got, the horsey cat virus. That's what they call it. What do you use for your Twitter usually? A computer or a Mac, or what do you use?
Just my computer.
Yeah, you got the horsey cat virus, sir. and it's very dangerous. It probably already stole all your information.
I hope not.
You can get arrested.
Thank you for letting me know.
I can help you fix it. All right. I was going to send him to Meat Spin or something or horseycat.com.
Oh, yeah, the horsey cat spin.
What a weird then there's another post on here. This is underwear. Looking for a Christmas gift for less than $30. Call him and the number that I just called. Okay, well, he doesn't want to play. I don't know. It's racist. Maybe because he hears I'm ethnic. If we had a white guy call, be like, oh, yeah, I still got that. You know? Yeah. That reminds me of a fun story. Maybe I'll tell you guys one day about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's a number. Let's call that guy back. No, fuck that. I want to call that guy back. He really...
Get him in a little bit, because he's going to kind of expect it, right? He's a pastor, so I guess you're going to have to give him a couple minutes to be my advice. That way he won't hang up.
Well, we'll test that theory. I'm willing to bet he picks up this time. Oh, it's a bad connection. I'm willing to
pick up. Probably will.
I'm willing to bet he will pick up, sir.
Yep.
Hello, this is Maui Power Chapel.
Hey, buddy, how are you? Hello? Is that Pastor?
Hello?
Is that Pastor? Pastor Bob?
Yeah.
You have...
Yes, this is...
Listen, asshole. It says specifically you have Christmas gifts for them for less than $30.
No, it do not.
It has your picture and everything. Are you on your Twitter? Go to your Twitter now.
Somebody has either hacked me or is playing a prank, but it's not me. We don't have anything for sale. If you would like to donate money to our church, that's great. But other than that, I have nothing for sale.
Is it because I am Howley that you're doing this?
What?
Is it because I'm a Howley that you're doing this? That's what it is, isn't it?
No, because I am too.
Okay, because I know I call some places like to rent an apartment and they tell me, oh no, we don't like your kind. You know, they don't say that. They're just like, it's not available. And then I have my Hawaiian friend call and they hear the voices like a native and they're like, oh yeah,
well,
it's so
I'm
available.
Sorry you're having problems like that, but it's, we really have nothing for sale.
All right, I'll suck your dick.
You know what, dude, you need to find Jesus in your heart because you seem to be somebody who is trying to play a prank and you're being very mean about it.
Oh, does Jesus
but I want you to know something, that Jesus Christ does love you and he would like to get into your heart and to save you and to keep you from living a life that will take you directly to hell.
Okay.
A question I would ask you is this, do you know for a matter of fact, absolutely, if you died today, would you go to heaven or hell?
I would go to purgatory for 5 years, and then I would go to heaven.
Well, there is no purgatory.
Yeah, there is.
The Bible says after death is the judgment, not purgatory. So you go to heaven or hell, and do you know for a fact where you would go?
To heaven.
You're sure about this?
100%. I ran a test and everything, yeah.
You did. Well, yeah. It sounds to me like you're just trying to have fun with me, and I can understand that.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that right now I would like to pray with you and pray for you.
All right, let's play.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you would convict the heart of this young man, Lord. He is trying to do something that he thinks is funny, but what he's doing is putting a bad blot on his name and not on God's name. Jesus, you died for his sins. You rose again to give him the right to reach out and find Jesus Christ and to find salvation. But God, we ask you right now, Lord, that you would break his heart, Lord. Let it open up so that he can truly see what he is and what he needs to be and that he's lost and dying and going to hell without you. And God, we ask that you would reach into his heart and make everything that he sees and does and touches, Lord, let it be unsatisfying to him until he reaches out for you, Jesus. And we'll praise you for it in your precious name, Lord. Amen. Now, I don't know who you are, and I'm pretty sure you're not going to tell me.
I'm Katie.
But you have a good day. And we'll
I'm Mike Tucker.
In heaven, okay?
My name is Mike.
Have a good day now. Bye-bye.
My name is Mike Tucker. Oh, boy. Milkman, I don't know what he was praying on us. Well,
did you hear him like try to invoke curse on you? I don't think that's the proper use of prayer there, Pops. I mean, I know about prayer, and that's a part of it too. We should say bad things onto you until you turn to Jesus, pal.
Well, Milkman,
there you go.
He has a point, Milkman.
Don't fool around with Jesus, man. I love Jesus, so.
He has a point, Milkman, so I guess I'm going to have to end the show. Good night, everybody.
Well, thank everybody, especially all our special guests that stopped in. Reverend Pappy Johnson there didn't actually know the proper usage, but anyway, he did make a good speech, and it was very enlightening. It was a very nice prayer.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'd have been okay with all of it up until he did that invocation. I didn't care for that.
That was just weird. Why he just started praying on me?
Yeah, well, it's all right. But when he like try to invoke something bad against that, I didn't care. But I didn't think that's proper use of prayer. I think he's like playing with your head.
Maui Power Chapel.
Yes, I wanted to apologize. I just had an epiphany when you prayed for me.
Let me hear you sing it, church.
Well, I thank you for apologizing.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I want to masturbate myself in your church so you can watch me and I get the sexual energies. I want to masturbate.
Where'd he go, man? Maybe he's going to race there to meet you. I don't know. This is not good.
I was going to tell him I was going to do it on Friday the 13th.
Poor guy.
All right, we'll leave him alone. He's a pastor. We're supposed to respect him, Milkman.
All right, guy.
Because he doesn't respect prank calls, but we're supposed to respect.
I didn't
him.
Like that invocation thing there. I don't know. I've heard uses of prayer. I've never heard it been used that way. I don't know that that was proper. So.
I've never heard someone legitimately pray with me on the phone to stop prank calling him.
Yeah, and now anything that you touch or something like that, you're going to find unhappy, makes you unhappy and everything. And I'm like, wow, this is interesting. I've never heard this way.
Yep.
I don't much care for it either. I think it's a poor example. This, you know, but that is the act of self-righteousness. You see, the self-righteous will do that, man. They think they're above you and everybody else. They will do that.
Well, I believe in the force.
I can put bad things against you because I'm above you. You know, that Christ doesn't see him any more important than you are.
All right, we got a flashy, stunning, tricolored paint mare, a 7-year-old horse machine. All right. I got a plan for this one. It's going to make you guys laugh. Ha, 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 ha. You guys better hope they pick up. This is the only way you'll know what my plan is. I will not divulge it if they don't pick up.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You have a horse for sale? A horse machine?
Yes, sir. Can you hold on a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry. This is my mom's phone and she's outside.
Oh, all right, sexy. That's cool.
Okay. Hi, Mom. Mom.
You have a cat.
Yes, sir.
Wow, I have two cats. I like to make them kiss each other.
Yeah, this one's my cat. It's out here with me right now.
Where's your mom?
She was messing with the truck, but I'm not real sure what she's doing right now.
Was she fixing the truck?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. She fixes a truck, too? That's hot. Listen, does she so she has a horse for sale, a horse machine?
Yes, she does have a horse for sale.
Yeah, so the cool, you know, what? I'm a scientist, you know. I work,
mm-hmm.
and my name is Dr. Baz. and it's look like I'm trying to make, we've been working on the Horsey Cat for a while, the Horsey Cat project for the government. Do you know, would she be like, not cool if we bought the horse, paid it, you know, and everything, but we were going to do scientific experiments on it?
Okay. I can ask her about that.
Yeah, because we're going to make a Horsey Cat. We're basically combining a horse and a cat together. We're trying to do this interbreeding thing. So it involves a head transplant and everything like that of the two animals, one into the other.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I've got it all figured out. I've been, you know, I've done all the science. I think we got it down. We've never tried it before. But we're trying to see if the animal will act like a cat afterwards or if it'll run around like a horse.
I don't know.
Well, ask your mom. Can you ask your mom if we can do science, use it for science purposes?
I don't know. Let me find it first. Hold on a second.
Jesus Christ. We're on mute. Oh, man. Mute machine. Hello?
Mom?
Mom?
Can you come here? Okay, I'll be there. Yes, I do. I need you.
It sounds windy over there. God damn it.
Hello.
Hey, is it cold and windy out there? Or what's going on?
It's still a little cool.
Oh, your nipple's hard. Listen, you have a horse for sale?
Who is this?
This is Eddie. I saw your ad for a horse, a mare, 7-year-old mare.
Okay.
Okay, so I wanted to purchase that. I'm a scientist, and I wanted to know, we're going to use the horse for science experiments, like scientific purposes. So the first thing we would want to know, is that okay with you? And then we'd have you sign a waiver. We're working on the Horsey Cat project. We're going to combine the horse with the cat together.
Buying a horse and a what together?
And a cat. Like a feline.
I don't have a cat.
No. We have tons of cats. We're just trying to get a horse. We're going to put the head of the cat, we're going to transplant it with the horse's head. She's hung up. All that for nothing. Let me call her back.
She wasn't into the eggplant, man.
The eggplant?
What the heck?
Yeah. Hey, you've reached my voicemail. You will need to leave me a D.
Hi.
Hey, you've reached my voicemail. You will need to leave me a detailed message.
Okay. You will have to leave me a detailed message. She said all that very carefully, didn't she, Milkman? You got to leave me a message. All right. Let's call that pastor back. Ooh, this is the toilet. Hang on. I'm trying to get White Devil here. White Devil. There we go. White Devil.
All right. I like that toilet one now, the White Devil.
Maui Power Chapel.
Yes, good afternoon. I called earlier and I have like a really bad, did you say like I had to stop doing these things or that bad things were going to happen to me?
I don't wish to talk to you anymore, so, and I will let you know that we have called the police about
this, and if you continue to do this, then they will be dealing with
I've
it.
I've been possessed.
Oh, God.
We seem to have lost him there. Devil. He's mad now.
Milkman, you sound like the devil without the voice changer. You know that? Right. I might call him again later. Fully possessed by the white devil. You're right, the white buddy. Devil. All right.
You're getting devilish.
Here's a number in Wisconsin for Nick. The person who sent in the number did a service call and reset his cable box, and he had a ton of porn on the DVR. Okay, cool. How do you record porn on your DVR? I don't know, like you saw that he had ordered a lot of porn? I used to get those calls all, like I did a little bit of tech support for a cable company for their internet, but sometimes they would call and be like, yeah, the internet's not working, and I look at the billing, and it's because they hadn't paid the bill or they had to hit like their maximum of like allowed for extra services. And whenever that happened, it would be like just tons of porno movies that they had rented within the last week or so. And like a few times it was like women, you know, and I always like, it probably was like their kids or something, you know, but every once in a while you get someone who sounded really sketchy when they say their internet wasn't working and you saw that it was supposed to be turned on. But if you would go to, the history log, they had tons of porn, and that hit, like, there was, like, the company set a maximum, I think it was, like, $200, maybe, and after you hit you had to call, they would shut you off, and you had to call, and basically, it was just to make sure, like, you know, that you knew about it, you know, kind of thing.
The
like,
porn party stopper.
Yeah, yeah, basically, like,
you had to put a damper on the porn party real quick, $200 limit, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you could do a lot of damage for that $200, I guess.
I guess, yeah. That's a lot of porn. You think that's a lot of porn? I don't think it really is, because, like, the movies, like, back then, they were, like $5.99, like, if you got a on-demand. Well, they still do that shit, but why would anyone get on-demand porn? I don't understand.
On-demand
that.
Porn sucks, man.
It does suck.
Have specialty stuff, man. That stuff sucks.
How does that even exist anymore in this day and age? Unless you just don't have, if, like, you're old. That's how old people get their porn, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Annoying.
What's the one channel? Like, do they still do that? I remember, like, Cinemax and a couple of the others, man. Late night on weekends and shit, they would, like, show these, like, soft porn movies.
Cinemax.
You know? You'd, like, see blurred action, some titty and some crack and a little this and that and a lot of blurred, rosy pictures.
Yeah, Cinemax.
They still do that shit?
I think they do.
Skinamax. That's what we used to call it, Skinamax.
Yeah, because that was like a source of porn for me, like when I was like 10.
This was long ago, right?
Old,
when
yeah.
porn wasn't readily available. Yeah, yeah. It was called Skinamax.
Yeah, if
right?
you were a kid, for me, like I was a kid in that at that point, late early 80s.
Okay,
late 80s,
so, yeah,
early
I remember
90s.
Those days.
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s. And yeah, that was like the main source I remember. I used to have friends who would come over just to, because they knew I had Cinemax in my room and HBO in my room. So, like, if we had a sleepover or whatever Saturday night, you could watch it.
Had to really be hardcore, man.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah. Or you know, I remember, like, for, like, the Playboy channel, you could just, like, mess with the tuner, on the analog tuner on the old old TVs. And
all in just, you know, yeah. For the fine tuning and just tune to the side.
It would straighten it out, but it was like, you know, still black and white and stuff.
Completely sync. It was enough that you got the idea. That's pretty good for, you know, at home.
Yeah, it was
back
pretty
then.
Good. Back then, man, you did what you had to do. You had to survive.
Get him.
You had to survive and masturbate.
Yeah, I'm sure a couple of remember that.
Okay, moving right along, motherfuckers. So what happened
these days?
Is the video working on the Madhouse site or not? I don't know. If anybody answered that question in the chat, I wasn't watching. Hey, I gotta take a break real quick. I gotta play a prank call and take a break. If you don't mind, give me just a moment. Much appreciated. What kind of prank can I play, though? That's a big, important question. Look here through my list. I'll play this one called Above My Dick, Bro. Remember the end of that guy? It just says, Above My Dick. And then we'll play a jerky... Nah, we won't play a jerky voice prank call because we're doing a YouTube video and that'll get it blocked. I think I already played this Jack Nicholson call from Nunu recently. I don't think I'm going to play that again. It hasn't been that long.
How long?
I don't know. Here's a PLA call also. All right, here you go. All
right.
So if you guys just give me a moment, I'll be right back.
We actually get to hear him laugh.
Who? Nunu? I don't know if that... There's one where you can hear Nunu laughing. That's the only...
You can hear it. I've never, ever heard it.
I'm pretty sure at some point I have heard Nunu's laugh in the back of one of his soundboard prank calls. And it sounded weird. He sounded like he had a mush mouth. You know what I mean?
I would be impressed if I heard it.
All right, I'll be right back, guys.
Madhouse Radio.
I'd be back right after this.
That time I didn't hear you because of Nick. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is John from the Riverside Baptist Church.
What?
This is John from the Riverside Baptist Church. Is this Yazid?
Yeah.
Hey, we need to know if you're going to church today. It's Sunday.
Where is that?
Can you speak up? You're worse than Tombstone. I can barely hear you.
I don't understand nothing. I'm sick.
Okay. Are you going to church today to praise Jesus?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to go.
You have to go to church or you're going to go to hell. I'm gonna need to transfer you to my supervisor. And he's going to talk...
Who is you?
I'm calling from the Baptist Church here in town.
I don't want to go.
Listen, at our church, Jesus is black. We're very progressive.
Jesus is black?
Yes, at our church, he's black. Because we're a progressive church.
I think I'm going to go to hell.
No. That's... Don't go to hell. You need to come to church today. I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor.
Hi, this is the supervisor. I'm kind of like just a little bit below God. Hi, how you doing?
Man, I don't speak English.
Oh, yeah, you do. I can hear you talking it right now. You speak perfectly fine. Don't put yourself down. But I heard you saying that you thought you might be going to hell. But trust me, you won't be going to hell. Because whenever you join our church, we guarantee, or your money back, that you will go to heaven.
Man, I don't speak English, I swear.
Well, don't worry. All you have to do is say, I love the baby Jesus, donate your cash, and you get to go to heaven. What do you think of that deal? And if you act now, we'll throw in a ShamWow.
Is that your number?
We're here at the Riverside Baptist Church. We're waiting for you to show up. With a ShamWow.
I'm sorry.
And we've got the black baby Jesus waiting for your love. And your affection and your cash. So can we expect you at church, sir?
I'm gonna call you.
No, you're not allowed to leave. We need to talk to you.
Yes, we don't need you going to hell now, do we?
Don't hang up.
At our church, we have an official Denver Broncos fan team for Tim Tebow.
Sir,
I don't know.
Listen, you need to talk more. Say comical things like that you don't speak English and you're asleep.
Waka waka.
Just I want to smoke, man. I don't want to cook. And I don't want.
You want to smoke? What are you going to smoke?
We do allow marijuana use at our church, Riverside Baptist. Come on down.
You can smoke in our church. We give out free cigarettes at the door.
Yeah.
We give out free cigarettes at the door at our church.
At Riverside Baptist Church, the black baby Jesus is a Rastafarian.
Yep. We have communion every week, and instead of drinking the blood of Jesus, we smoke cigarettes.
And we have a game, too, that we pick out random pages of the Bible, we rip it out, and then we roll a joint.
Okay. But the baby Jesus gets a spliff.
That part's after the song service, where we sing Jimmy Page songs.
I don't speak English. When my friend wake
you
up,
do too. You I'm understand this perfectly you. Well.
Don't be a dirty bon chewed. Come on down to Riverside Baptist.
How can you live in America without speaking English? Who's America?
I come here before 1 month, 2 months, just 2 months.
You speak perfect English, though. You understand everything we're saying, so I don't know why you keep saying you don't speak English.
Because everything happened to me here.
You've even been a smartass to us in English.
Everything happened to me here.
No, you're fine, okay? You understand us just fine.
Good job.
Welcome to...
At our church, you don't have to speak English.
Listen, now that you've been here for just a couple of months, you just need to accept the black baby Rastafarian Jesus Christ baby into your heart, and you'll get to go to heaven with a small donation.
We're all telepaths at our church, so you don't need to speak anything. We'll understand any language.
We dive on a little bit of mushrooms, smoke a big fat spliff, and next thing you know, we're in communion.
Are you from Norman or what?
Yes, Norman. We're at Riverside Baptist in Norman.
You know anything about me?
Yeah, we know everything about you.
Are you serious?
Yes.
We know that you're a heathen that's going straight to hell if you don't come on down and accept the black baby Jesus Christ Rastafarian into your heart.
Jesus told us to call you.
Jesus is very concerned about you.
Is that Jesus?
Yes, last night I smoked DMT, and Jesus Christ himself came down on a spaceship, visited me, and told me that I needed to call you.
Okay, tell him I need some weed.
I'll let him know. Just come on down. We've got the weed.
Yep.
For a small
I
patient.
Don't have a car. I don't have nothing.
Free weed today. We'll send a limo for you. We send limos to all of our congregation.
We're fat ballers for Christ.
Jesus told us that you like the movie Scarface, which is really strange considering you don't speak any English and you wouldn't understand a word of it.
Scarface? I love Scarface.
Yeah, and he said you like Crime Life Gang Wars.
I'm not gang. I want to be a singer.
No, the video game. The video game.
Yeah, I love the gang too.
That's nice. You know, when at our services, the sermon, all they talk about is video games at our church.
You can bring your computer sermon, down. It's a all big they talk about is party for a small donation.
Are you black or what?
Well, we don't see color here, but Jesus is black.
He's not black, man.
No, at our church, he's black.
He is not black, man.
Jesus wants to know if you miss Jada City.
Damn.
Huh?
What you say?
Who cares? Big fucking deal, right, Milkman? Big fucking deal what Brad has to say, asshole, that guy. Motherfucker. Here, I wanted to play this real quick now that I had it in front of me. This is me ordering eggs on a recent episode of Madhouse. Which was another great theme of that Thanksgiving show that we did, ordering eggs with heat. This is the original one that inspired all of those. I don't know if anybody.
Oh, diner.
Hey, I wanted to make an order.
Okay.
Want eggs?
How do
Cooked?
What?
Cooked?
Cooked how?
With
over
heat?
Easy, over medium, over hard, sunny side up, on scrambled.
The, on the heat.
Okay. Who is this?
One bread.
Okay. Seriously, how do you want your eggs?
One cooked eggs.
One what?
Cooked.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay.
She's supposed to be in the fucking kitchen.
Hello, this is Rich. Can I help you?
Yeah, why is the woman not in the kitchen?
I'm sorry?
I wanted to make an order.
Okay.
Want eggs?
How do you want it cooked?
Cooked. With heat.
I'm sorry?
With heat.
With heat?
Electric heat or gas heat.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How would you like your egg cooked? Would you like it over medium? Would you like it scrambled?
Heat it up to the required temperature and amount of time, sustained temperature. So as not to introduce any, you know, salmonella or anything else into my system.
Yes, I understand how to cook eggs, brother. How would you like them cooked? Scrambled? Over medium? Over well?
Egg,
over hard?
One eggs. Just one eggs. Just write that down. Figure it out.
I understand that.
Okay.
Tell you what, why don't you come in here and you make...
Okay, scramble. Okay, scramble.
Okay.
Scramble.
Okay,
one
scramble.
One bread.
You want bread or toast?
Bread. One bread. That could have been a whole other thing about the bread. A whole nother. You heard how sick I was, man. That was right before my surgery. That was like 2 days before my surgery, I think, that show. They were calling Singapore again. I don't know if you remember. Was it last week that I called Singapore? The lady got real mad at the limoncello. That was like 2 weeks ago. Nunu says it was last week. It was like 2 weeks ago. Milkman, are you here? Oh, I think you're on mute. Milkman, there you are, Milkman. Hey, buddy. I got you back.
Good afternoon.
Hey, honey baby, how are you? Hello?
I'm sorry, sir?
Hey, honey baby, how are you doing?
Honey baby?
Yeah.
You're looking for honey baby. We don't have honey baby here.
No, I'm looking to, you know, come in and get a reservation. But I talk to the ladies. I'm all nice to the ladies. I say, hey, honey baby, sweetie. You know?
Oh, okay. I see. I understand. Okay. When is it?
You're not a honey baby. You're like a sour, you know, fish.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sour fish.
Sour fish, yes.
Sour fish. You're a sour fish, you know?
Yeah, I'm a sour fish, okay.
Yeah, you got you smell like fish down there, too, you know? Tuna?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Well, down, like, in your private parts, your vagina? You smell...
Are you calling from where?
From the helicopter. We're on our way over there now.
Okay, so when are you coming here?
Next week.
Okay, how many person?
Me and my wife.
Okay, and can I know your contact number?
And later on, 4 police are going to come, are going to show up.
Okay, can I get your contact number?
No, I don't have one.
You don't have one, but you can call.
Yeah. This is not my phone.
Okay.
Don't be stupid, all right?
Yeah, I'm stupid for your ass. Yeah. Okay.
Fuck you, bitch. I don't remember. What did I talk to her about, Milkman? Do you remember at all? I don't remember at all. I don't know what that says about me, but I don't remember talking to that lady whatsoever 2 weeks ago. I remember Singapore. I remember there were a lot of calls to her. And the shit got kind of crazy and angry. I remember this, but I don't remember what the fuck it was about.
Oh, man, I can't remember.
It was at the end. I think I remember it was at the end. Why don't I remember that shit? I don't know. I don't know. The prank marathon.
Well, you probably got tired at that point in the game.
Yeah, well, the prank marathon just... Hang on, let me...
You've been burning your brain. You had all the guys on and shit, so they've been right there about the time when you had all the guys on.
I guess.
I understand that.
ordering heat, eggs with heat. What a stupid, that was last week also. That was kind of.
That was good. I liked it, man.
A lot of people liked it.
They never asked the right question. They never say what recipe. Because like, all they're asking really is the recipe, how you want to cook.
Yes. I'm going to look at my videos here, see if I can find that episode from 2 weeks ago. No, I don't see it readily here. Mouse, yeah, that's right. Yeah, here we go. Hang on, I'm looking. Okay, that would have been November 21st, right? This video has been blocked, by the way. It's blocked in Germany for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's the music that was on it. It just got blocked in Germany. Whatever. Let's see if this. Let's see if this is Singapore.
We love our German, son.
They're 2 for $4. I can bring like 2 cheese.
Okay, well.
No.
Singapore. Yeah, we'll do Singapore, okay.
Here we go.
Singapore.
That's me saying I'll do Singapore. So we must be getting warm.
So I'd like 4 pizza.
Take away?
Yeah, take away, please.
Which pizza, sir?
Well, that's the guy.
Wants to do an after show. You let Dan?
I'm sorry, sir. This is not...
Do you understand, cocksucker motherfucker?
Sorry.
All right, it's a guy and Ken and Baz talking to some Singapore place. I don't know. I give up. I'm sure...
Son of a bitch, hello.
I'm sure I'll figure it out at some point. All right, anyway, I got Lonesome Loser numbers. They're all here. Right. All right.
The Lonesome Loser. Man, that's right. Office hell high, man. My brother.
All right. He sent in the number to the Limoncello Italian. I even remember the name of the place. Just don't remember what went on. Here's Consultant General of Vietnam in Perth, Australia. The consulate, not the consultant. The Consulate General of Vietnam. Okay.
He comes up with the numbers. I don't know. He is the best numbers hit man in the whole world.
Consulate.
Hello, yes.
Hey, motherfucker, goddammit. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, good, you son of a bitch.
Hello?
Yeah, how are you, son of a bitch?
Sorry, I can't understand what you mean.
Oh, okay. Listen, is Tam there?
We are Vietnamese, consulate of Vietnam in Perth.
Yeah, where's Tam? Tam.
Pardon?
Tam. Is Tam there? Tam?
So, what do you mean?
I need to talk to Tam.
Talk to?
Tam.
How?
Tam.
Can you spell it?
T-A-M.
T?
A-M.
A?
T-A-M. Yes, T-A-M. Tam.
Sorry. T-A-M. Are you calling from?
I'm calling from the American Consulate General of the United States of America, United Water Machines Incorporated.
So we want to talk Mr. Chen?
Yeah, to Mr. Tam. What's so funny, you nope. Little... Hey, listen, you little monkey shit. What's so funny?
Sorry, no Mr. Chen at the office.
Okay. Is Mr. Wen there?
Mr.
Wen. N-G-U-Y-E-N? Nguyen?
Mr.
N-G-U-Y-E-N.
N-G-U-Y-E-N.
Yeah, how do you say that? When?
When.
Yeah.
N.
Yeah.
G-U-Y-E-N.
N-G-U-Y-E-N.
Mr. Nguyen?
Yeah, where is he?
Mr. Nguyen... Nobody Mr. Nguyen in our office.
Oh, bullshit. There's always a Mr. Nguyen. Get out of here.
No.
Get out
no,
of here.
No, no, nobody.
God,
sorry.
Goddamn stupid Dinky Dow. Dinky Dow. Dinky Dow means Dinky stupid, Dow milkman. Dinky it means milk. A stupid. My uncle was in a Vietnam War. He used to call me that all
the time. Oh, really?
He used to say
what did it say? Stinky Dow.
Dinky Dow. He used to say that to me all the time.
Okay. There you go, yeah. Man. That's fucking great. Always great to know all the fun words, man, in every language possible.
Yeah.
Southeastern constituency there. That goes out, too.
I think he's the guy that I said used to tell me to just shoot the villagers in Operation Wolf for NES. He used to say, that's just Vietnamese. Shoot them. I think he did some shit because he was like a prisoner of war. Like he used to watch the prisoner of war, the Vietnamese ones that the U.S. would take. And I know they probably did a lot of shit. He's always alluded to it, but never really told me. But I'm pretty sure because he told me like they taught him all the curse words. He had to learn them. The army taught him specifically all the curse words. He said because if they heard the Vietnamese POWs, the North Vietnamese prisoners that they had taken, if they heard them call them that, you know, like yell it back to them, they would like beat the shit out of them, I guess. Like he's like they taught them to know which words were curses so they could like fuck them up for disrespecting them, you know? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he told me that when I turned 18. I was like, really? He's like, shit. I'm like, what else? Like, oh, I can't tell. He's the dude, man. He went the whole war, didn't get hurt or anything until like a week before the end of, before his deployment, before his tour of duty was up. 1 week before it, he got shot in the back of the knee. Like it went through the back of his knee and came out of his kneecap.
How old was he?
I don't know how old he was back then. I don't know. I guess he was in his 20s back then, probably. No.
About 21 or so, because they were taking him in early back then. Yeah. I think 18 they were pushing him in.
Yeah, but he told, yeah, and then, yeah, he said he was pissed off.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah.
He was just happy that he didn't get, you know, he was like, how shitty would it have been, like, if he would have gotten killed the week before he had, you know, it sounds just like a fucking Vietnam movie.
It wouldn't be any surprise either, man. Yeah. It could easily been reality.
Yeah, but yeah, he made it back. He had always had a bum knee because of it. He always used to prefer standing up to sitting down because of the bad knee and stuff. Yeah.
Old man had Agent Orange, man.
That sucks.
Yeah, his fucking skin, dude, it was messed up.
Well, I had to do something, I guess. And the napalm shit. Listen, here's the embassy of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam in Australia. This is the main embassy now. We're moving up from the consulate to the embassy, which I'm guessing is in Sydney. It doesn't say, but that would be my guess. The embassy would be in Sydney, right? And that's Australia's major town. I'm guessing because it was the Olympic city. And it's pretty sure that's like the seat of power in Australia.
Most yeah, people. I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have Australian listeners, I'm sure, though.
Welcome to the Embassy of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam in
Canberra. First, still show up.
One for English or press two for Vietnamese. Để nghe tiếng Việt, xin nhấn số 2.
I'll do 2.
Xin chào, đây là Đại sứ quán Cộng hòa Xã hội Chủ nghĩa Việt Nam tại Canberra, Australia. Xin chào, đây là Đại sứ quán Cộng hòa Xã hội Chủ nghĩa Việt Nam tại Canberra, Australia.
Oh, fuck, I don't know what they're saying now.
You gotta do one, dude.
Liên quan đến các vấn đề lãnh sự và giao lưu các thông cần thiết, đề nghị truy cập trang web của Đại sứ quán tại địa chỉ W.
Try 9. That might take you back to the main
engine. Hồ sơ cung cấp thị thực cho người Việt Nam mang hộ chiếu Australia gồm có hộ chiếu Australia hạn còn ít nhất 1 tháng.
Yeah, I think we're just getting info.
Please wait a moment.
Oh, there we go. Kept hitting one.
Oh, right. I love it, man. Mario. Remember the old carnival ride? You used to have this kind of music on.
Yeah.
Embassy, what can I help you?
Hey, Diddy Mao.
Hello.
Hi. Is Mr. Najujan there? Najujan?
Sorry?
Najujan. Is Najujan there? Najujan?
Oh, no.
You know?
You are talking with the Vietnam Embassy?
Yeah, I'm trying to call back for Mr. Nguyen. How do you say that?
Mr.
Mr. or Mrs., please?
Mr. Nguyen.
Mr. Nguyen.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that.
And
put them on. Hurry up. It's important. I have the pizza. I'm calling from the pizza.
Sorry, about what? About concerning about what?
I'm calling from the pizza.
This
pizza.
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 Sorry, can you explain more? I don't understand.
Pizza is a food. It's round and it has cheese and pepperoni.
Pizza. Yeah?
You're stupid.
Thank you.
Okay. She understood that one.
That was perfect, though, man. Pizza, man. I never even thought of it like that, man. Visa, pizza. That's good. Thank you, lady.
Welcome to the Socialist Republic of Vietnam in Canberra, Australia. Press 1 for English or 2 for Vietnamese.
It's in Canberra.
Hitting
1.
Welcome to the Embassy of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam in Canberra, Australia. Press 1 for English or press 2.
It doesn't recognize your tones, dude. Sometimes they do that. You got to hold down longer if you can.
Yeah, it's Skype.
They're probably going to recognize your tones.
All right. Hang on. This talking over it ruins it too, I think.
Welcome to the Embassy of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam in Canberra, Australia.
Our working hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you know the extension of the person you wish to speak to, please enter it now. Otherwise, please choose from the following options.
Milkman, hit 1.
Press 1 for...
Keep hitting it. It's working for you.
Please wait a moment.
Say when.
Hello.
Hey, is Mr. Nguyen there?
I will call with the police.
No, listen, I'll tell you when. I'll tell you when. I get your joke, Milkman. You said just say when.
It's a big, big picture tonight.
I will call police.
So very funny, yeah.
Very funny.
She's gonna laugh
Welcome
out of it.
Welcome to the Embassy of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam in Canberra.
Right, keep hitting 1, Milkman.
Our working hours are from 9 a.m.
Our working hours?
Please wait a moment.
Nunu says I was calling the president an asshole. That's what I was doing. I think so. Maybe she's calling police, but man. That sucks. Do you think if the Soviet Union had never fallen, they'd still be around and we could prank call them? That would be awesome. I wonder how they'd react. I don't want to call that place again. That was the Vietnam. Okay, and they actually understood. Hey, Lonesome, get some more embassies. Let's break some federal and international laws tonight. Yeah. All right. Eastside Big Tom has been sent in by Lonesome, I guess.
There you go. Didn't care for that stupid comment. That seems pretty popular with them.
They know stupid.
They do know that one.
Yep. You think they know Goog? I don't know. Goog.
Ugly.
Charlie. Huh. Big ass Tom little ass answer. You know what I mean, Milkman?
Ah, moving right along.
Appropriate. Okay. There is a Dairy Dan drive-in.
It's an analog, baby.
Dairy Dan drive-in, Milkman. I don't know if that's...
All right, man. That's what I'm talking about. They got the right idea. Dairyland.
I think there's only a handful of drive-in theaters left in the country.
We've got a couple up here, dude. I see the L.A. has one, too.
Because you're L.A. Duh.
Dairy Dan.
Hey, is this a movie drive-in or just like another kind of drive-in?
It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant? Okay.
Yep.
Because I was looking for a place to park with my mistress, you know, and finger fucker, you know, and then have her suck my dick while I finger from behind and all that in the car.
Yeah.
Do you have like a dark parking or anything? Or?
No, it's pretty well lit.
You're 24 hours?
No, we are not.
All right. So what time you close?
We are closed right now.
All right. Can I get special dispensation? Maybe I give you some money. Are you in charge or?
No, I'm not.
Who's in charge?
They are not here right now.
Okay. So who's in charge right now?
There's no one in charge. We're just running amok.
All right. So between me and you, like, if I give you a few bucks, you tell everyone else, let me and this girl, like, park for a while. You know?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. There won't be anyone here, and our parking lot's patrolled pretty heavily, so...
Well, if you guys give me special permission, you know, to do that, like, if I have permission of the owner...
Like, you want me to give you a doctor's note to fuck your girlfriend in my parking lot?
No, I don't... Dude, come on, don't be crude. I'm just saying, come on, help me out. I'm just saying, while you're there cleaning up, I can come in real quick, you know? We can go in there and mess around a little bit. We'll just mess around a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The dude was obviously homo. He wasn't down at all with that part about the girl.
I told him don't be crude at first. I don't want to finger fucking sucking.
Well, most of those guys there, you know, are kind of motherly.
He's not answering back. Nunu explains late that it is now a crime to insult or make fun of the Prime Minister of Vietnam. And he told me this, but after I had already called them. So that doesn't help, because that's what we were supposed to do.
Nope.
Listen, we'll call the Vietnamese embassy again here. Can you hit ones, please, sir? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'll say...
I'll get the operator on.
Let me get the Prime Minister's name.
Welcome to the Embassy of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam in Canberra.
Our working hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday.
Please wait a moment.
His name is Wen.
Tell me when.
It's Nguyen Tan Dung.
I'm glad at least you caught it, man. But then I didn't catch it.
Vietnam announces fines for citizens who criticize the government on social media. The fine is 100 million dong.
Mailbox 6.
Oh, they're not answering.
Sorry, there is no space for recording in this mail.
That's what the Vietnamese currency is. It's the dong. Really? Wow. 100 million dong fine. Which equals
the dong
equals about $4,700 US. The Vietnamese.
The dong.
100 million dongs.
Yeah. Long dong.
God, that's funny. Comments to statements that are determined to be propaganda against a state or reactionary ideology are classified as a criminal offense in which the person responsible for them can be sent to jail. Hey, watch out. All other non-major offenses constitute the aforementioned 100 dong fine.
Shit. Okay. Horsey cat dong. God. How many dong is a horsey cat?
It's got a pretty big dong. It's got a horse's dong, not a cat's dong. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's get back.
Hey, who was that classic call that where the guy came on there and he was telling them, like, make a donation for a little Vietnamese kid, and they're, like, arguing and screaming on the phone? It's like an old, old call on the old rotation.
Well, who did it? Me? Someone else?
I don't remember. No, it was an old call. It was, like, way before us, I think.
Okay. A donate.
They're making fun. Yeah, the guy that was like talking about the little make a donation for the little Vietnamese kid.
I don't remember that. I remember the Mr. Burgess one about the big bros, little bros. I remember that one. The racist Mr. Burgess.
That sounds familiar. It might be him. That might be the one. Yeah. Then, dude, I just couldn't remember who it was.
That was like for black kids, like black orphans or black kids. Like it was called.
Oh, okay, okay. Then that's what it was. Then all right, sorry, dude. That's what it was.
I don't know if it is. It might not be. I don't know. But that one's funny. Along the same lines, he got real mad because they told him he had already made the donation. And he got real mad. He's big bros, little bros. Okay.
That's some crazy shit. Ted used to have all kinds of crazy stuff up too, you know. So I was just thinking, man, that was one of them stuck him.
He still does. I'd imagine he still has the Mr. Burgess calls on his rotation. I'd be surprised if he didn't. He's on Skype.
Hello.
Maybe he'll be around when we open up the lines in about 10 minutes, and maybe he can talk.
Oh, heck yeah, man. I was gonna just ask you, how is Mr. Ted O'Ban? I ain't heard from him for a while.
He didn't want to be. He didn't get back to me on getting involved on the marathon.
I am calling Iron Rabbit. This is Amy. How may I help you?
Hey, yeah, Ted. He didn't want to be involved in the marathon at all. You know.
I'm sorry. What was that?
He didn't. I invited Ted to come be with us in the marathon. You know, to participate in the marathon, and he didn't
this
get.
Is the Iron Rabbit Restaurant and Bar.
Yeah.
You have the wrong number?
You know, there's a Ted there who's eating.
A Ted?
Yeah, and he, like, totally dissed me. He didn't even bother getting back to me saying, hey, thanks for the invitation to the marathon, but I can't, you know. He just took the information, and he never gets back to me. You don't know how many times he does this to me.
I'm actually not sure who you're talking about right now.
Oh, he's a patron. He's a customer of yours.
Uh-huh.
Are you wearing tight clothes? Does it show off your body?
You know, I'm sorry. You might have to call back tomorrow when the owner's here.
I okay.
Address your problem.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Just freaked her out.
Horsey cat, baby. Horsey cat.
I don't know where I ask her if she's wearing tight clothes and if they show off her body.
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, I like how you just slid that in there, man. I don't know. It does always work out nicely.
I don't know. Whatever.
You keep on going like you didn't just say that. That's always funny. And you say that, and then some will react and some won't. You know?
Yeah, it just felt good at the time when I did it. All right. Okay, looking here for more. Let me turn our music down. Yeah, there's a problem with YouTube video. Something about the way I set it up, I did it wrong, and it keeps publish. It's recording and broadcasting live video, but not on. It's like on a separate YouTube account instead of just being the combined one that I use for Google Plus. I don't know how to explain it exactly, but there's a problem with that. I gotta work on that. Fucking shit, damn it. Okay.
Oh, you use Google Plus? Do you use that Plus?
Well, we have a presence on Plus. Mostly it ties in with YouTube, which we have a pretty big presence. We're doing pretty good on there.
I got that plus, but I never really use it that much. It's just like another one of those things that, you know.
Yeah. Well, the YouTube player on the Madhouse site, the homepage in the chat, is designed to show me live when I am doing a show. And when that's not, but when that's not happening, then it should default to showing, you know, whatever the latest video that's been uploaded by me is.
Okay, the
but
current one.
It's not flipping over to the live video. So no one's really complaining or freaking out as far as I can tell that we're not.
So the stream's not switching. It should be switching for the live, and your stream switch didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I know what it is. I think I can figure it out. It's just going to.
Freaking panostrial tube.
I got to test it out. It's going to take me a few minutes. I'll do it tomorrow. Anyway.
Give it a tweak or two, man. Just twist the knob, man.
All right, let's call an Indian restaurant that we called a few weeks ago. This is Jewel of India. Yeah, Jewel of India. The asshole is the Jewel of India, you know? That's what I call
it. Oh, hell. That's the chakra, right? What chakra is that?
India is the asshole of the world. No, Africa is, man. I'm not trying to sound racist. It just is dirty.
Jewel of India.
Hey, boy, how you doing? I want to make an order.
Okay.
Okay, one food?
Just a minute, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I need one food.
One?
Food.
Just a minute, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
One.
It's a to-go order, sir?
Yeah, one chicken masala.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One foo.
One.
Foo.
What is this?
Foo. F-U-H. Foo.
Foo.
F-U-C-K. Foo.
I never heard about that, so...
It's F-U-C-K. You don't know what that is?
Anything else, sir?
Okay. One banchud.
Hey.
Hello. Hello. Hey. Okay. I heard a man, you know, get... A little rise
up. He comes like, hold on, click. Hold on, click.
Hey, boy. Hello, boy. You there, boy? Hello? He's like moaning. I'll keep him on while I call Singapore. Singapore.
There we go. We might be able to get him to exchange orders.
Hey, baby. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
How are you? Hello.
Please.
Hey, I wanted to call about Gwen.
Who's on the line?
Oh, this is Eddie.
Who?
Eddie.
Eric.
Yeah. Yeah, you know the King of Singapore?
Yes, this is Bella Pizza.
Yeah, you know the Prime Minister of Singapore?
Not really, sir.
Well, he's an asshole.
Yes?
He's a stupid asshole.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Does Singapore have a king or a prime minister? I don't know these things, Milkman. I can't keep track of
I don't know. I never even heard of that one there, man. The guy was very pleased that you informed me of such.
He was like, oh, thank you. I'll keep that in mind next election.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
We'll keep that in mind.
Hold on, click.
Did you know what I heard?
Fan dude, piece of shit.
I hadn't thought about... I hadn't remembered this. these prank calls until just the other day that I was listening to them on the stream. And I guess the it was during the election last year, the presidential election, and
holy shit,
the vice president candidates had their debate, and they ended it. Well, they were doing it right as we were starting the show, and I started calling people at random in California, and asking them, like, doing, because dude, every day up during that time last year, every day after
you're
work,
getting swamped.
I was
your getting
swamped with calls, like people asking me to volunteer, people asking me my opinion. They were asking me on shit, people that weren't even running. They were asking me if Charlie Crist, who was the former governor of Florida, who switched from Republican to Democrat, if I would support him in a Senate run, a theoretical Senate run against somebody else. I'm like, what the fuck? They're not even concentrating on this election. They're like doing projections for future shit now. Anyway, so yeah, during that,
bullshit.
I was prank calling people.
Robopole. That's a business, man. That's a big business, man.
Yeah.
That pulling shit. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, but I was pranking.
That's a new telemarketing.
I was pranking people and asking them who, you know, who they support, and they all said Romney. And every time I was like, is that because you're a stupid fucking asshole? You know, they're like, what?
I remember that was great.
That was like the third
that crazy
question.
Fucker wasn't around.
Yeah, I was like, can you give a favorable opinion between 1 and 5, whether or not you support, you know, President Obama, President Obama, or how likely will you be to vote for President Obama? And they go 0. I'm like, okay,
is that press 0 now?
Yeah, and then like, no, nah, and then I was like, all right, so is that because you're a racist, stupid, fucking asshole? Every time they were so offended, like, how dare you? How dare you? Big Ken is here, Milkman Ken's here, yay!
Yeah, all right.
Hey, listen, sad news. Last year I had a really good time doing a Christmas Eve show with Big Brad. Unfortunately, I have to work Christmas Eve night this year, so that won't be happening. But we might be able to do like a morning Christmas morning prank call show. I might be able to do that. Maybe I'll do it by myself, because I'm sure Brad's going to be with his stupid fucking children, and Ken's going to be with his kids and all that shit, you know?
That's fucking bullshit, yo.
Yeah, you're going to teach him some new wrestling moves? Yeah, man. Ken, how you doing? Yeah.
I had to go get me a new goddamn microphone because Carlito broke mine at the start of the marathon.
I didn't break it. You ran it over or something, I thought. you just keep running from you. Yeah.
I had to spend $40 for a new one.
I love orange Powerade, man. It's good stuff. It's my favorite Powerade flavor. Here's Enigma also. Enigma, hi. Milkman.
Hey,
Milkman and Enigma, you two need to trade contacts on Skype. Because Milkman wanted to ask you some stuff, Enigma.
Okay.
And he doesn't think he has you, so make sure you trade contacts. I think it's chat room related. He had a question.
Okay.
All right. Prank calls?
Yeah, I fixed that front page thing, too.
The front page thing? What? The,
yeah, so it shows the live show now on YouTube.
Oh, you did? You figured that out?
I did.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, that's good. Good enough.
That's the shit, yo.
Wow. Not even have to do it. Thanks, man. Good work, Enigma. Good boy. I'd give you a Scooby snack if you were here. Okay. Let me get back to Request a Prank, see if we got anything else. Ken, your numbers, none of them picked up. No, none of the Request a Pranks picked up. I was kind of sad about that.
Shit happens.
I don't know. It's a slow. Slow night. I'm going back to refresh that page real quick. Let's see. There is a voicemail. I see that here. We'll play that. And we do have 3 new prank requests that have come in throughout the show, so we'll check that out. I think this voicemail does not have anything recorded. Yeah, it's 2 seconds long. It's just someone hangs up. That was in Hawaii. I don't know if that was the pastor, right? I don't know if he... I wanted to call him back as the White Devil. I don't know if that was him or the police that were calling back. Let me see who sent that pastor number. It wasn't you, Ken, right? You didn't send that.
No, it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't. All right, let me go through these here real quick. Burglary. Pastor Robert Watson. Okay, here we go. This came from Bobby Bob on the internet.
It's my favorite.
Nah, it's going to voicemail. Forget it. All right. So much for that. Let me go back to the newer request to prank. AJ is going to a festival called Stereosonic. Call him and tell him his passport has been revoked. Okay, where's he from? And I think you can see it without being his friend. Okay, oh, his Facebook post. Let me check. It says emergency passport. Where's Auckland? What's Auckland? Auckland, where is that? Is that Canada? No. Auckland. Auck. A-U-C-K land. New Zealand, I think, right? Oh, it says his nationality is Australian. Okay, I see that there. All right. That answers that. Okay. All right. And it didn't go through. Not enough Skype credit. Thought I had world credit shit. Must be a cell phone. No, never mind. It'll be like 25 cents a minute. Never mind. I'll pass on that. Are you guys there? Can you hear me? Did I unplug something?
Oh, yeah, you're there.
There you go. Okay. What a weeknight. Okay, the pastor just called he left a text message. He sent the text. It says, I don't recognize your number. Who are you? Okay. So he's still trying to keep an open dialogue with me.
Save your life one of these days.
Supposedly, RBCP sent me a request to prank and said to call the crazy N-word from last week's show who says she was going to Walmart. Oh, yeah.
The one with the red hair and the blue eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, but she wasn't. She wasn't black, though. Okay, I'll get to that. Nelson Mandela University. Nelson Mandela, who died today. Rest in peace, crazy monkey you. Complain that you didn't get accepted because you're a white and make fun of Nelson. Why would I make fun of Nelson Mandela the day he died? All right, why not? I won't make fun of him, but I'll just reference it, okay? See if this goes through. No. I need a country code for South Africa, apparently.
I'll get 114.
I could scroll probably and find it. South. I think I got it. 27.
The number you have dialed does not exist.
Well, then. I think that's my fault. Oh, boy. Hang on. I'll get it. All right. That should do it.
Please note, Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University's contact center operates from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Mondays to Thursdays, and 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Fridays, excluding public holidays. Your call is important to us, so please contact us again during these hours.
Well, so much for that, eh? Okay, getting... moving along here. A Craigslist ad has come in. Try to sell them a horsey cat. Puppy? What? Puppy to respond. Okay, they're selling or they're giving away a puppy. and Nova wants me to sell them a horsey cat. I'll pass on the horsey cat part, but we'll ask about the puppies. Okay? Yeah. Guys, this show sucks tonight. I'm probably going to quit. Just saying. Pretty soon, if it doesn't get any more peppy here pretty soon, I'd rather do something else. I'd rather play Skyrim like KDK.
You could be like Ojiad on the fucking marathon show where he calls up and starts admitting to fucking crimes that he's never committed.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I heard you guys got upset at him.
So I was fucking jump kicking ladies in the stomach and shit.
God. He said he was headbutting women and stuff. You guys are real rough on him about that, though. I don't think it was that big of a deal.
I think we're just more or less just fucking with him, really.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system, too.
Wow.
The call I really enjoyed was the spiritual lady who we told had a demon in the house.
Yeah.
And she's telling Lux to get out of the house and go to the front yard.
Yeah, yeah. It sounded like Lux was getting killed at one point or something, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, well, she's like, what is that? Get out of the house.
Didn't she say call 911? I think I remember.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a demon's choking the shit out of my dad. Get out of the house.
Yeah. Man. That was a good time. All right.
Yeah, it was a good marathon.
Yeah, it was.
I like that.
Yeah. Another voicemail that only lasts 2 seconds is from the same guy, the pastor. He won't pick up, but he'll call back and not leave a voicemail, apparently. I don't know why it's not ringing. It's supposed to be ringing into Skype now. Okay. Whatever. A message from Nunu. Let's see if he has a brilliant idea. No, he does not. He says there's a big storm surge coming off the east coast of England tonight, and a few have been evacuated from houses and shit. His words. Precisely. No more numbers from Lonesome Loser, unfortunately. I understand.
I've been slacking a lot lately.
I guess. Matter of Chud saying that there's a another kebab place that's a 24-hour one, it looks like. Alright, in the meantime, while I look for that, here's David, who is a minister, another one, who has put his number on Twitter.
Hello, you've reached David Diga Hernandez. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Hi, Pastor. Hello. No. All right. Don't see the new kebab place here, unfortunately. So I'm going to pass on that idea. Here's one that came in from Turbo for Robin. Lady is an ex-Bond girl who does milf porn now. Nice. Turbo does a pretty good job, too. He's got good ideas, I've noticed.
Hello, you have reached Robin. I'm unable to answer the phone right
now. Wow, she does sound sultry and milfy, doesn't she?
Hello, you have reached Robin. I'm unable to answer the phone right now, so please leave your name.
I imagine she's in, like, red lace lingerie while she's recording that.
Hey, did Bazzer figure out if he's going to be doing a show or not?
Baz? I don't know. He said he was interested, you know, and I never followed up with him since he mentioned that to me. I don't know. I haven't heard from him. Did anyone help him out, or who was going to help him out with that? Was I supposed to? Was I?
I don't know. I heard he was doing a show today or yesterday, or was going
to. I don't know. Is he? That'd be good. I don't see. Has he been on at all?
I think he was, me and him were talking back and forth about doing one.
Okay. All right, but I don't see him on right now. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
There you go. All right, let me see if Big Ted... Well, I don't like calling people just out of the blue. Hang on.
You gotta ask first.
Yeah, you're right. It's a rule. Ask first.
It's a rule.
Yeah, I put that because I kept getting calls from Matt every time of night, and a bunch of people, like, all the time, like, dude, come on, man. So I started blocking people for it. But I don't think... And I had Ken blocked, but I think I meant to block someone else. Because
Ken, yeah, true.
Because I wasn't calling you. Yeah, you weren't calling. I don't have anything ability to even fucking host or anything.
Yeah, yeah. I know you hadn't called me, so... I must
can't get blocked for doing nothing.
Okay.
That's just the way of the Ken.
Here's 1930 Spa in Thailand. This is a place where you cannot call the king an asshole. As we've learned in the past, we've also had fun with the whole sex on the street. What is it? The shop on the street? That's where you need to go, kind of thing.
Yeah, didn't you give her a cell phone number also?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. May I help you?
Yes, hi. I am the king of Thailand.
Ah, you're king of Thailand.
And I'm a gay asshole.
Ah. May I help you? Something I can do for you?
Yes, I wanted to order you to take the clothes off.
Hello?
Yes, I'm the king of Thailand. I'm ordering you to take your clothes off right now on the phone.
Where?
Right now on the phone while you talk to me. I will only talk to you with no clothes on.
Oh, you king of Thailand.
Uh-huh.
You must be careful of your word, what you're saying, you know?
I'm a stupid asshole. I'm the king of Thailand.
Are you a stupid asshole, right?
Yeah.
So you go back to your country and then go back stupid at your asshole at your
this
country,
is my,
okay?
This is my country. This is my country. I own it. I own you. And I command you to take off your pants and panties.
Okay, I command you, I order you, turn off your phone and shut up your mouth and go away from here, okay?
That's it. Do not insult me, the king. Okay. That was her order.
You shut up your mouth.
Shut up your
go
mouth.
Go away.
I do what I want. I do what I
hello,
want. I do what I want when I want.
What do you want to what the fucking your mom? You want to lick pussy your mom?
I'm gonna fuck the king of Thailand and the asshole.
Fucking do I cannot fucking your mom and fucking your mom and go lick your mom. Better lie and shut up your mouth. Then fuck up Thailand and go back your country. Or you come here, I want to kick your mom.
This is a stupid country.
You are go back your country.
This is a stupid
then
country.
Then fuck off Thailand. Don't stay here anymore.
Stupid people.
You know? Shut up your mouth. Don't say nothing that anything will do with you. Go.
King of Thailand. Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
He's
why?
He's a
go back for country. Don't stay here anymore. If they don't like you, go.
He's a sexy man.
Hey, what want to stay in Thailand?
The king of Thailand's a sexy man. Hello? Okay. They are very upset about the king of Thailand being insulted. I'll tell you what, every time that, a lot of times when we say this shit, these women get real upset about it. They're really into their king. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, honey. How are you?
Excuse me, you want me to call the police?
Well, what are they going to do? They're assholes, too. They're your stupid asshole like the king. Hello? What are they going to do? Cane me? It's okay. All right. Seriously.
I think the king of Thailand may just touch your penis.
I could get extradited. That'd be something. If we had some kind of deal. Carlito, prank caller, has been extradited to Thailand to be caned.
For the next fucking 6 years, you're doing the fucking show over there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not allowed to leave. Okay, here is Burgerlicious, where they have 100% pure beef and water, 100% chemical and hormone-free beef and water. Oh, hey, that's why I brought up water. So listen, the holidays are here, right? Aren't you guys excited? Yay! I don't know if you guys at work, you have like a special like get-together usually in your department or your company.
No, we don't do that.
You have special foods. You know, everyone brings in something. You have like a Christmas potluck or whatever. All right. So anyway, they're doing this where I'm going, where I work at. And they set it up on a website where you can pick your name off of a drop down of all the employees in our department. And then you put in what you're bringing. You can select from their list of things that are needed or type in a custom item you're going to bring in instead. Fair enough. So I went on there to prank one of my coworkers. I picked his name on the drop down, and I put down that he's bringing in water. Which is, who brings water to a fucking potluck? I hit submit. I started cracking up. And then after you do that, you get taken to a page that shows you what everyone is bringing. And there it shows up his name, Sean, and it says water. You know, everyone else has like ham, chili, fucking biscuits, you know, shit like that. And one guy on there, it says water. Awesome. I'm really excited about that. I'm waiting to hear whether or not I get in trouble for doing it. A. B, if he notices, and I just want to see how the rumors get started. Like, who did it?
It better be some good-ass water.
Yeah. So stupid. I laughed so much when I did that. Like, water.
Yeah, and it's not even shit he brings from home. He just like gets it out of the tap at work.
Yeah, he just brings him some like jugs. Yeah. Or he could bring in like one of those big McDonald's. How does that work? I don't know. Whenever I went to like school sporting events or band events and shit like that, you'd always see, or church events, there's always that McDonald's giant water container, you know, that 50-gallon jug, whatever the fuck that is, you know what I'm talking about? It's huge and orange. You could get it with water and ice, or you could get it with orange drink and ice. I guess like you can rent those from McDonald's. You got to take the cooler back to them. I think that you pay a deposit on it or something, and you get it back when you return it, and they just charge you for the drink.
So it's like a fucking keg. You got to pay a fucking core deposit.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to. That would be my guess. I've never seen anybody running around with one of those McDonald's massive. You guys don't know what I'm talking about? Maybe that's a Florida thing. I don't know, but I'll...
Well, no, I've seen it up here. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know what the racket is with that. You just call McDonald's and say, hey, yeah, put me down for two of those giant things of orange drink. You know, and you just go and pick it up. I guess that's how it works.
Yeah, they give you like fucking 6 gallons of fucking ice and about 2 gallons of fucking orange drink.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's true. But that orange drink tastes good out of that thing, man. When it's been sitting there for a long time. All I remember, like, you know, on like a summer day in Florida, you know, in Orlando. And, you know, you drink that. It was really good.
Yeah. Anytime I go to McDonald's, I always get the high C orange. That's the shit.
I miss orange soda and orange drink. I'm diabetic, and there's no good orange soda or drink without sugar. Blah, blah. There's good root beer, though. Thank God. Thank the Lord.
And, damn it, shit.
And Dr. Pepper is good.
Yeah, I like Dr. Pepper. That's good shit.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. It's the best. You know what's hard to do? Drink a whole bunch of of regular Dr. Pepper at room temperature. That's impossible to do. I'm convinced.
Yeah. Did you ever mix Mountain Dew with Dr. Pepper? That shit's really good, too.
Never heard of that, no. Ooh.
Yeah, mix it.
Wow, sounds like an orange, like a creamsicle kind of thing going on.
I watched a fucking movie the other day with Brendan Fraser in it called Blast from the Past, and the dad used to take the Dr. Pepper and actually heat it up on the stove and shit and drink it. Yeah. I was like, ew, that sounds horrible.
Ew, heat it up? Is that a Texas thing? Because they're really into Dr. Pepper in Texas, right? Isn't that like their shit?
Yeah. Probably.
I think so.
What's up, Carlito? Hey, what's up, Ken?
What's up, man?
What's up, Milkman? What's up, Enigma?
It's good.
Not shit, just chilling. Fucking longest day ever right now, dude.
My dude. I hear you. You're just in time for a really shitty show there, buddy. I don't know what to tell you, Dozer.
It's all good. I just wanted to call in, say hello, hang out for a few minutes, you know.
All right. All right, cool. Well, yes, thanks, and hello.
Burger, dude, if you ever want to start doing a show again, you know, let me know. Unless you want to stay on your own network, but.
No, you know what? I do. I want to talk to you about that. Like, I'm just really busy with school. Probably, like, I want to start it, like, in January. I think that's when I want to make my return.
Okay.
The internets.
Yeah, we'll find you a spot for sure that works out.
Appreciate that, my brother.
No problem. All right, here's Australia, the burger place in Australia.
Hello.
Yeah, your burgers are 100% beef and water.
Sorry?
They're 100% beef and water.
Beef and water?
Yeah.
What do you mean by beef and water?
I want to order beef and water.
You want to order beef?
And water.
Yeah, okay. And
hot beef water?
Sorry?
Hot beef water.
Beef water?
Yeah.
Beef and water. Beef burger and water?
Yeah, well, you know, you put the burger in water and you make like a little gravy.
Ah.
Yeah.
You mean a water, water? You mean a beef? And then water, and then what do you want me to put in water?
In the water, put the beef inside the water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Putting beef in the water, and then how am I going to cook it?
No, then I'm going to shove it down your stupid immigrant fucking asshole throat, right down your throat, your esophagus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understood.
Okay.
And then?
And then it's going to go on your stomach and you're going to digest it.
It's cooking. 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
So, all right. Thank you very much.
All right, then.
You are very nice.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate your valuable time giving to me.
Yeah.
And I'm all right.
It's going to go through your intestines and come out your asshole also.
Oh.
At the end, you're going to shit it out.
Okay, yeah. So that will make it happen, yeah?
Yeah, and you'll probably just shit it out, like, in your backyard, you know?
Okay, like understood. No problem.
In a hole that you have in your backyard, you'll squat over it and you'll take a shit there.
Okay, and then?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I have to go out in the ocean and I take a shit in the ocean.
Okay.
It feels good.
Well, have a good day, sir.
All right.
And then, Thanks for your valuable opinion.
No problem. They thank you. God bless you. All right. Good deal.
At least he knows when it's a valuable opinion.
Yeah. He's like, oh, thank you for talking about he's going to cram it down his throat.
I swear to God, I thought I heard Changes by Tupac being played in the fucking background.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. I didn't. That's funny if it was. Or whatever the real version of that song is, we know. The sample. Chopsticks evoke a beach modern Chinese fusion. Holy shit. Again, that's Chopsticks evoke a beach modern Chinese fusion. What a fucking shitty name for a place. And it's Australian, so you know it's going to sound really funny when they say all this shit. Let's see if they answer saying that. God damn. I'm bored of my show. I'm bored.
It's a good show, man.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
I'm bored tonight.
Good calls?
I'm cracking up over here, dude. That last call had me rolling.
Yeah, that was all right.
I mean, you know, it was, you know.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
Thank you. There's a place called Lashings.
Let's call that fucking white lady who said she was, or the black lady who said she wasn't white and had the red hair and blue eyes.
That was one of the layaway calls. Okay, let me.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that one shit was so fucking funny.
The PS3 that she didn't finish paying for.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a fee, and a stupid bitch fee. I said, or there was someone else that did the stupid bitch fee.
So. Yeah, you said, are you ethnic?
Yeah, she's over there screaming like, she's like, nah, I'm white. I told y'all I'm white.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounded like fucking comedy fucking Def Jam and shit over there. They're all giggling and laughing in the background.
Yeah, and I think Stacy talked to them. Someone called them again. Yeah, Stacy talked to them the next day. And she was like, yeah, I know your boyfriend called over here last night, was talking shit. You know, they're like, yeah, yeah, I remember this. Okay, it was last week, November 28th. Yes, it was. Okay, and it should be, if I got to look at the names, it was like a stupid name. Was it Renee? PlayStation 3.
Yeah, it was Renee.
Yeah, Renee with the PlayStation 3. Okay, that she picked up that day and was getting the fee. Here we go! Woo!
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello? That's a regular old school answer machine. Maybe they'll answer later. Trying to think. I think there was another one of these that I picked up. On the first batch, there were a bunch that didn't, but later on, I got some more to pick up. Because I did the Nerf football idea, and then I did the stupid bitch one at the end. And then there was the whatever. Who cares? Play music. Flapping here in the breeze like a piece of shit. Alright, here's that place called Lashings. They do hormone-free barbecue chicken and gourmet chicken and beef burgers. The place is called Lashings, which to me sounds like Kunta Kinte slavery kind of stuff.
They racist up in that motherfucker.
Lashings.
Hi, Lashings. How can I help you?
Hey, honey, baby. How are you, honey?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's good, sweetie. Honey pie. Listen, this is Lashings, you said, right?
Yep, Lashings.
You know, that just conjures up all kinds of images of slavery, you know, and lashing the black slaves and all that. Was there slavery here in Australia? I don't know.
No.
No? Just the Aborigines, right? She doesn't want to. I guess they wouldn't understand the whole slavery thing. Well, weren't they all slaves anyway? They were like prisoners.
Slavery. Lashings, Ramon?
Yeah, I asked her about slavery. That's right. Yeah, I said it.
What's that?
I was asking her if there was slavery here in Australia.
Yeah, fucking don't call this number again, mate.
Well, was there ever in the past? Come on.
Dude, that gets them really riled up over there. Yeah. It's like, that's kind of funny.
Why don't they want to mention it? God damn. Maybe they consider themselves former slaves of Britain. Listen, is it the British thing you're upset about?
What's that?
Is it the British thing you're upset about?
How can I help you, man?
Well, why are you upset that I am asking if there was ever slavery in Australia? Is that some kind of big secret?
So I don't know what you're saying.
Listen, I'm from the United States. I'm on vacation, okay?
Sure.
All right, and I wanted to know, because your place is called Lashings, I wanted to know if that had to do with some kind of slavery food or something like that. Like we have
in
the United States, we have slave food. We call it soul food.
Are you going to place an order or what?
Yeah, okay. All right, one hamburger.
Yeah.
Sunny side up.
No problem.
Okay, one foo.
Anything else?
One white slave.
Right, I'm going to report this phone call to the police. I'm letting.
What are
they
going to do about it? What are they going to do?
They're going to send you a notice and you get fined for it.
I have diplomatic immunity.
Hey?
I have diplomatic immunity.
Good on you, mate. Fuck off. Right.
Yeah, well, you can't. You're untouchable. I'll get deported over there like Bart Simpson in that episode. When he prank called the stupid kid in Australia and they deported him to get kicked in the ass with a shoe.
Hey, speaking of that, did you know that teacher died?
What teacher?
Lady teacher? I forget her name.
No, lady teacher, no, I didn't know.
Yeah, in Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, Miss Krabappel, whoever the actress was. Yeah. Yeah, I heard they're gonna do an episode to say goodbye to her. Like a funeral episode, I guess. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
They killed off Family Guy.
Brian from Family Guy, too.
Yeah.
Brian from Family Guy, really? Oh, that sucks. Okay, listen. In London, England, here's a place called the India, and we are ordered to request for donkey curry. Okay. I can dig that. An invalid phone number. Shit. It's because I have it entered in wrong. Fuck. All right, there we go. Finally figured it out. I think I got the hang of it now. Going nowhere. Here's Curry Delight in Australia. Okay, got it. It says New South Wales, Australia? It doesn't make any sense. There's no New South Wales, Australia. Right? Jesus Christ. I have no concept of geography tonight. Hey, buddy. New South Wales, that's in Australia, right?
Yo, sorry?
You're in Australia?
Yes, I'm in Australia, mate.
Oh, good.
Where are you from, America?
I'm on vacation, yeah.
You're on vacation? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to sound ignorant or like an asshole, you know?
No. Because, yeah.
I'm not trying to be
I was thinking at this point it would be one of those calls from Dilly.
From who? Dilly? I don't know.
Nah, sorry. What can I get for you, my friend?
Yeah, I wanted one steam donkey.
One what?
Steam donkey.
Well, get out of my face, bro. Before I find out who you are.
I'm not gonna... Fuck you. I'll pull your pants down and laugh at the size of your penis.
Get the fuck out of here, you American bug, before I 9-11 your ass again. Motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
Damn.
You hear what he said?
Dude, he just amped that shit up real quick.
Damn, he's...
Call him back when you talk to him.
Yes, Yankee.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Yankee.
Hey, can I get some donkey...
A Yankee.
...kangaroo dick?
A Yankee. You see, how's George Bush's mom? Are you coming to
She's fantastic. When's the last time you fucked a kangaroo?
Yeah? How's Texas? Are you calling from Texas? How's the Obama?
You're cutting me deep.
Your bummer? Your bummer? Your bummer? Hey, are you a nigga? Are you black skinned? Hey, man, are you black skinned?
Yeah.
Are you black skinned?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Could you see yourself in the mirror?
Nope.
Yankee?
Sure can't. Nope.
Yankee?
I can't see myself.
Wow, man. All types of venom from our supposed ally over there. Listen, he said the N-word and everything. I didn't... Well, call him back. He's asking about Bush and 9/11.
It's somebody in the background feeding him the shit, too. You can hear him.
Hello.
Hey, honey, how are you?
Good, honey, how are you?
I'm good, honey, baby. Listen, I'd like to order one banchud.
Sorry?
Banchud.
Sorry, I'll bring a machud if you want that.
No. You're the biggest banchud in the world. I'm going to fuck your
Sorry?
Sister.
How's Obama?
Huh? No, that's no, what? That's not my business. That's not my business.
Hey, Yankee.
Hey, Banchud.
Hey, Yankee.
Hello. Marachud, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Banchud, how are you?
What's up?
What's up, Banchud?
What?
Banchud.
What the fuck is up?
Aren't those stupid...
What do you think, Yankee?
Shut up, asshole. Aren't those stupid...
Yankee.
Aren't those stupid bitches
Indian? Hey, can you see your car?
Yes.
Because apparently about 90% of people in America are fat and they can't see their cock.
That's right. Yes, very good.
Yeah, so you can't see your cock. You get lit up your stomach before you look at your
very
cock.
Very good. Very
good. Can you get it up? Are you on Viagra? Looks like you're on Viagra, man.
Cialis.
Sounds like you got nothing else to do and can't get it up.
Very good. Very nice.
Yeah, hey.
Very good.
You fucking wacko. Just stop calling me, man. I got a loss.
Okay.
This is Australia. This is not Yankee land.
Okay. Very
we don't good. Yank ourselves 24/7. Very you know? We good. We have a life, you know what I mean?
Very good. Very, yes, sir. Listen.
Yeah, so go yank yourself with someone else.
Very good. Listen, are those guys Indian?
Yankee. Listen, you listen to me, you motherfucker. I listen to you.
Are those guys Indian?
Are those
guys Indian?
I'm not even Indian. What are you talking about?
Are the guys Indian? Are those
what are you
guys
talking about? Get your facts right before you call someone.
Hey, Aussie.
You know what I mean?
Aussie.
Hey, listen.
Aussie.
What's that?
Aussie.
Speak English, mate. You're not
Aussie.
Yank.
Hello,
I don't
Aussie.
Understand Yank.
Hey, Aussie.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Hello, Yankee.
Yes. Hi. Kangaroo.
Oh, there you are.
Kangaroo.
Where'd you go?
Koala
you yanking
bears.
Yourself?
Koala bears. Kangaroo.
Were you yanking yourself?
Yankee.
Hey, do you smoke pot?
Yes.
Apparently 80% of people in America smoke pot. Yeah, speak to a friend of mine. fuck this American dog, though. Not left this motherfucker. Listen, I'll send some planes to your house, alright? Watch out.
Hello? Hello?
This is a clever motherfucker right here.
Alright, I'll keep the bomb while I call someone else. You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I just hear a lot of slurping like there's a lot of dick sucking going on over there.
Alright, we're calling Thailand, a pet shop in Thailand. Here we are. He hung up. He's a bitch. I win. Here we are, Thailand.
Hello, so I think I'm a name,
hey, asshole. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, I wanted to call about a snake.
Okay.
A snake. You know what a snake is, right? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling about a snake.
Do you want?
Yeah, the snake is the king of Thailand.
What?
The king of Thailand is a snake.
What's a snake?
He's a snake.
Yes, I said.
The king of Thailand is a snake.
In the side of the snake. I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, I was letting you know.
No.
Whatever, stupid guy. I don't talk to them. They have a shitty connection for one, and two, they don't speak good enough English. I don't think pet shops are going to speak good English. I can keep trying. Here's another one. But I don't think that's the kind of place where normally you have a really good concept of the English language. But they've proven me wrong in Thailand. Time and time again, this country has proven me wrong.
Hello, hi.
Hello. This is
Hello.
Pet store?
No.
Pet shop?
No.
Hello.
Hello.
Pet shop? Fuck you. Fuck you. See what I mean? Stupid. How do people function like that? How do people function where you, if you call them, they just go, God. I really am seriously just about done with the show. More Thailand. If you guys want to do... God, that's loud. If you guys want to do one of these calls, you let me know. Including you, Dozer. Hey, do you speak English?
Maya,
huh? Okay, that's very good. Whatever. You even is that even Thai what you just said or just you made a stupid voice noise? Hello?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Peck peck.
Yeah, can we get some peck-peck? Oh, that's Tagalog, right? That's Filipino. What's Tagalog for? Oh, fuck me. I'm really stupid today. All right, I'll keep you on there while I try to connect someone else, you know?
Can we get some yum-yum? Can we get some of that?
I'll call England. Well, this lady sits there. William Ballum. No Baz tonight. I'm worried about him. Maybe he had a heart attack or something. He's like Milkman's age. I think. I don't know. How old is he?
Maybe he's getting peck-peck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hello, William.
Hello.
Yeah, is that William?
Sorry?
Is that William?
No, it isn't. It's some boss.
Put him on the phone, please. I don't have time to talk to you.
Sorry?
I don't have time to talk to you. Can you put him on the phone, please, honey?
No, you won't. It's,
You put him on right now.
Why is that?
I command, who are you? I order you.
Oh.
Thailand, you still there? I hear you. I hear you, little monkey. Little Thai monkey.
Hello?
Yeah, hey. I'm sorry about that. I got a little upset. I'm sorry.
Who's that?
Oh, it's Eddie.
Eddie, you?
Yeah, William, Eddie Cross. William invited me over for breakfast, you know? I'm getting out of work early, so... I was hoping I could come over, maybe. I don't know. You guys like porridge, or what do you guys have?
Are you joking, or what?
No, William invited me over for breakfast this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, they're still back there, too. Here is, we already did Lashings, right? Happy Inn Chinese restaurant in Australia. A guy answered there. Great.
It's a big alien. Oh, hi.
No.
Hello, huh?
Hey, how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about snake. A snake?
Hello, this is Happy Interrupt You.
Yeah, I'm calling about a snake.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was for confirming a booking.
Yes.
Yep. Around what time was it?
Oh, tomorrow, 5 p.m. Listen, I need a
tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm gonna bring a snake.
Yep. Was it the 15 to 20 people?
What?
Was it under the 15 to 20 people?
Yeah. Oh, five people. Five. I don't know.
Oh, five people.
And one snake. One snake. Snake.
Snake.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get around what time?
I already told you 5 o'clock. I don't have time for this, okay?
Yep. And can I get a phone?
I don't care. Shut up. Asshole.
Asshole shit.
God. He's bringing me down.
Fuck him.
What?
I said, fuck that guy for bringing you down.
Gotcha. I'm leaving. I'm getting out of here. I'm done. Leaving early. 8 minutes early. See you guys later. Bye, Enigma. See you. Bye.
See you later, man.
Bye, Carlito. Bye, Meadows.
Bye. See you later there, buddy. And, get with me, Dozer. Do you have my other... You don't have my other Skype name. That's why.
Is it Cross?
No. Yeah, the Just Cross one. You do have that one, right?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, hit me up there. All right.
Oh, it's pending, though, so add me.
All right, I'll go back. Right. Send me another request if you don't see it come up. All right.
Talk to you, man. Thanks, man.
Bye.
Peace.
Milkman. Where are you, Milkman? Maybe Milkman's eating turkey still from last week. Well, I'll start my goodbyes. He'll probably jump in the middle of them and make us... thank everyone all over again. All right, well, thank you to Lonesome for sending in numbers. All the people who sent in requests to Praxises. Ken, Enigma, and... Dozer for joining us. Of course, Milkman was here. And especially... Yeah, see, there you are. And a special thanks to all the people we prank called. Milkman, you want to do your thank yous really quickly here, now that you're here? Please, thank you.
Hey, brother. All right, man, I'm sorry. Back to sleep, dude. Hey, yeah, man, what a great show, everybody. Wow, thanks for stopping in. Thank all our friends over there. Especially want to thank our numbers. Hitman, that's right. All this hell time. Number one thing. And everybody showed up in the chat. Everybody showed up tonight on our special calls. Thank you so much. And everybody that just managed to tune in. Glad to have you.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, there you go.
Did you thank Nunu, Milkman?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Nunu, and Prime Minister of
Vietnam,
of England, because I don't want to get a lashing, so we got to make sure we don't talk bad about the Prime Minister.
There you go. All right. See you guys later. Good night.
All right.
Behave yourselves, y'all. Take it easy. Listen to Madhouse every night, because there's a show every fucking night on this stupid motherfucker. Yeah.